It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
What are you listening to?
It's with the devil.
Oh, God. Let's just talk about it. You know what? We've officially started the podcast, and we got this going on. Crank it up a little bit.
Is it? I got to rewind it a little.
God, what are you doing over there?
Dance with the devil, dude.
Feel the fire.
Here you go. This is the drop. This is the drop, bro. Dance with the devil.
This is the worst. This is the absolute worst. So,
dude, this is about the time I got my shirt off.
If anybody's wondering what the hell we're talking about here, real quick, hold on. It's the After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor.
Gilson.
Check them out. If you want to dance with the devil on your motorcycle, take it to Gilson Cycle. So this is the song that Hunter did his hot body contest to. How old were you? Dance with the devil. How old were you when you did this hot body contest?
I was a freshman in high school. This is 2002. Oh my God, dude! I don't even know why I'm talking about this because it's
no. You had to be a sophomore. 2002. You had to be a sophomore or junior, huh? No, sophomore.
I was 04. I graduated. You were 04 too. So maybe it was 2001 then.
Okay.
Probably, yeah, 2001.
So you're 15 years old. You're at a club.
Yeah, so there's an 18 and below club, and it was in Merrillville, Indiana at the time, called Zero Gravity. Dude, why am I telling this story?
Yes.
It's great though. Hell with it. And so me and my buddies, hey, we're not above 18. They had above 18 clubs too, but there was this below 18 club or something.
Yep.
And so we went. It's called Zero Gravity, a dance club, dude. It was sweet, man. Just a bunch of us kids in there just dancing around. But there's no booze anywhere. It's like everybody's completely sober, you know? There's even like moms in the corner over there, you know, like watching their kids.
Keeping an eye out.
So, dude, they have a hot body contest after like midnight. Seriously, everybody's sitting there with their Cokes. And I don't know why. I was just extremely confident back in the day. Just ready to go out and take my shirt off and just go for it, dude. Straight up fucking Pauly D, dude. And so, like, yeah, I got talked in. I didn't really get talked into.
No, you
one
were,
person had,
you were ready.
One person had to mention, hey, you should. Okay, I'll do it. All right, so I jump up on. No, you had to, like, enter. So there was, like, I think there was only, like, four or five dudes. Dude, this is freshman year. I'm prepping for football, dude. I am ripped, dude. Washboard stomach, looking like Jesus, dude, with short hair. Jesus with short hair. Just imagine that. And dude, I get up there and I do it, and they play that song that you just heard. I didn't even get to pick. That just so happened to be the song coming up. Dude, I was up there for, I think it was like 2.5 minutes, dude, just going for it. The people are like spraying water at me.
Oh, my God. Was this club run by pedophiles, for God's sake?
I guess, you know.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I ended up getting second, dude. There's some Guido there that just fucking killed it. You know, I couldn't compete with that. Look how tan that guy is.
Dude, my God, dude.
Dude was just smashing it, dude. But I did well, which sucks is because this was like, man, I'm telling you, like 10 years later, I'm DJing at a local bar here. And this girl comes up to me and she's like, hey, I want to hear blah, blah, blah. And she's like, hey, wait a minute. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. All right. Did you do a hot body contest back like 2001 at Zero Gravity? I'm like, fuck.
No.
That was me when I was young.
Oh, my God. You know?
She's like, yeah, that was pretty neat. I kind of laughed at that. We were having a good time.
Oh, my God. Funny. Yeah, did you at least pull any phone numbers after your hot body contest?
I don't know, dude. I was on such a high.
After you got sprayed with water by a grown man at this club in Indiana.
What? Now that you mention it that way,
that sucks.
Well,
at this club full of underage people, you're getting sprayed with water while Dance with the Devil is on in the background.
Lights everywhere.
Oh my God.
I even think there was a cage. There was a cage you could get in. Shut up. I'm spilling the beans here, Brock. Give me some slack.
What kind of jeans were you wearing? Did you have tight jeans on, or did you have
back then it was like what were their lucky jeans?
Oh, yeah, nice.
Remember the buckle?
Yeah. With all the glitter and rhinestones on the back pockets.
Dude, I probably had fucking Doc Martens on, dude, with a fossil watch.
With a little bit of your underwear showing.
Puka shell. Oh, yeah. What brand? Tommy Hilfiger.
Tommy's on. Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. It's like you even look at pictures of yourselves back in the day and like what you were wearing and just kind of the style.
It was cringy. You tried so hard to look cool. Like everything you did. I mean, even when you went to the pool, like I was sore after going to the pool because I was flexing the whole time. It's like, Jesus,
just the mind you had when you just the young mind of like, you know, you just didn't know anything, dude. You're learning the whole time, you know, and just anything you could do to get laid. Like,
anything.
That was it.
Just to get a girl to hold your hand, dude. You did. Oh, God.
You know,
it's terrible.
A lot of things we liked to do. Sports were huge back in the day. We love sports, but dude, why'd we play sports?
Yeah.
To try to get laid.
To get girls. You know how many times I just spent talking to cheerleaders from opposing teams at like wrestling matches?
Coaches hated it.
Oh, dude, he was so – my coach would get so mad. He'd be like, Brock, you have to wrestle next. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be there in a second. And he's just like, not now. What are you doing?
All to
hopefully maybe get a hand jibber in the back of your car at some point in time.
Yeah, all day. You could try it all day. You know, talking to somebody. Yeah, you know. Wow. The young mind. Oh, jeez, dude. We did stupid things.
Hot body contest.
Wednesday. I'll take a beating here.
Good,
today,
good. I needed that. I needed that laugh. I needed you to take that one. So
I'll take the podcast today.
Oh, if we could only find video of that. I'm sure that perv that was squirting you with water recorded it. So maybe we can see if that club still got their collection of underage hot body contests.
I haven't even brought up the old videotaping yourself lip singing to songs when you were a kid. Have you ever?
Oh God, dude, embarrassing. We'd recreate movie scenes. Like, come on, man.
Dude, there's a lot of things that don't embarrass me. Like, whatever. I'll lean into pretty much anything. But, dude, if you look randomly at a party through in one of those tapes.
Oh, just, God.
Like, dude, I think I would. I think I'd turn deep red. The butterflies would come heavy.
All right. Well, on that beautiful note, maybe next WIRX outing we get, we'll do a hot body contest, Hunter, and you can do it again. You can show us the old moves.
Oh, dude. Go revisit the day, man. You just wait. You're going to be impressed.
You're so impressed. Look at those moves. It's amazing.
Been practicing since 2001, bro.
All right, on that fantastic note, thanks, everybody, for hanging out this. We appreciate it. Don't forget to explore more, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast, all of other great podcasts on there for you. And we'll see you next time. And here's a message from your sponsor, Gilson Cycle.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.